especially the students. They're enjoying this moment. It's all over. 73-60. The Wildcats.
It's been exciting.
Their in-state rivals.
Led by senior guards Chase Audition and Boo-Booey, the Cats are having their best season since they reached the NCAA tournament in 2017. With a solid defense-focused playstyle, they've been able to consistently win games throughout the grueling Big Ten schedule. With the Cats securing important road victories against powerhouses like Michigan State and Indiana, taking advantage of home games has become an important part of keeping pace in the Big Ten. With increased attention due to their outstanding play, Northwestern Athletics and student organization Wildside have made it a priority to attract students to games. I spoke with Wildside Marketing Chair Kayla Cohen to get a sense of what they've been doing to drive student engagement.
So Wildside's been doing a lot of different attempts to increase basketball attendance both this year and in previous years as well. A lot of it comes from marketing and coordination and giveaways. So we've been working a lot closer with athletics and in previous years and a lot closer with the Northwestern men's basketball team in specific. And these collaborative events and collaborative posts have been super helpful in boosting our engagement and our reach and also in, I think, making sure the students are aware of the games that are coming up.
These efforts have seen wild success, with a student attendance record of 1,511 fans at the Rutgers game and repeated praise from Northwestern coach Chris Collins during press conferences.
What the crowd doesn't understand is these games are so physically taxing on these teams, and you can really be uplifted by the energy of your crowd. And
having a loud and supportive home atmosphere is crucial to winning competitive Big Ten matchups, and this increase in attendance has made Welsh Ryan a formidable venue for opposition teams. As a member of basketball band, getting into games is easy. I hop on the band bus and we head over and into our seats. While my experience is easy, and there are many positives to take away from the increased attendance figures, there have been a number of hiccups along the way, causing widespread frustration among students. I spoke to freshman Brandon Takahashi, who relayed his experiences at the Illinois game.
To see like hundreds of people who all they really want to do is like watch the game, because at that point, like, there's no other reason why all those people would be there, right? And then to see them all, like, to have one of the guards come out and just tell us all to leave was kind of disheartening, because it was like we all really wanted to be in there, but we just couldn't.
Getting turned away was not an experience unique to Brandon. Many students expressed frustration at making the trip to Welsh Ryan Arena only to be turned away. Another common complaint expressed by students was the frustration that tickets were being sold in the student section to normal fans, taking away from the student experience and lessening the atmosphere provided. While ticketing has traditionally operated like any other Northwestern sporting event, with wild cards being scanned until capacity is reached, Northwestern basketball has been transitioning to a new model to deal with this increased interest and student complaints. The new system is much like those at other schools such as the University of Georgia or nearby Loyola Chicago, where students claim their tickets ahead of time with a limited pool of standby tickets available on game day. This helps avoid the long lines and uncertainty of admittance that discourage students from attending.
Especially during the winter when it's so cold, so you don't have people waiting out there. I understand that it's not perfect just because it's like a first come, first serve thing. But I guess for the people that really want to go, it's easier to get on top of things. And then if you get a ticket, it's a lot more convenient, I guess, planning wise, getting to the stadium, because you know that you don't have to get there like way earlier. You don't have to put off anything or like postpone like meetings or calls or anything like that. You kind of know exactly when you have to go.
While the ticketing change was made solely by athletics, Wildside has supported the change.
Northwestern Athletics is running that website and was the ones who made the decision to go towards reserving tickets in advance. But I think that new ticketing system has been very useful in that people, when they go to a Northwestern men's basketball game now, they know that they will likely get in. Whereas last year and this year for many games, it was up in the air and it was dependent on traffic and if you could get a bus.
The positive comments from Kayla and Brandon suggest it has been received well by both students and key support organizations like Wildside. While the new system has certainly been helpful, there are still bugs to iron out, such as the issue that allowed people to access tickets early for the Michigan game. With the new system continuing to be refined, there's potential for other sports to start utilizing the new system. With the streamlined ticketing system and the support of the entire student body, the Cats continue their push to the NCAA tournament. It's been an exciting season, and with number 1 Purdue and number 18 Indiana still left to visit, there's sure to be exciting games and even more electric atmospheres ahead. From WNUR News, I'm Jonah Turner.